The really exciting thing is that it's directly sensitive to water. So when we're trying to make measurements of aquifers or other underground water, we can be really confident that we're being sensitive to the target that we're trying to measure. And this has particular significance in enhancing our ability to make measurements of water in the environment. Some of the examples of applications that this technology can be used for are characterizing groundwater environment, such as how much water there is, where that water is located, and how easy it might be to extract that water. Another thing here in Wyoming that we hope to use this instrument for is better characterizing the subsurface in the measurement of return flow. So as agricultural lands are irrigated and that water takes a path either back to a surface water source or down into groundwater, better parsing out where those two components of the water might be headed is really valuable information. And as it turns out, that groundwater part is pretty difficult to measure. So using this instrument to better understand the groundwater component of return flow is an exciting possibility.